You're listening to an hour-long tribute to grandmothers on KEXE. We'd love to hear about your grandmother. You can send us an email, comments@kexe.org. Grandmothers have a way of shaping us and spending time with us in a different way that our parents didn't. And they really had a big impact on our lives. Up next, our storyteller about her grandmother is Tasha Connolly.
There is a woman named Joanne. I spoke to my grandma a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about how the pandemic was affecting our lives. My grandma told me she is trying to have the attitude of gratitude, reporting that many people are in much worse situations than her and my papa are in. She then went on to report that she was busy making masks, having made about 100 already, that she was baking my papa's favorite cookies, and was going to call at least 2 people that day from church to make sure they were doing all right. And as our conversations often do, she started reflecting and sharing of simpler times and how happy of a childhood and upbringing she had growing up in Max, Minnesota. We often talk about death and dying in our conversations, and this conversation was no exception. She shared with me how she daily thinks about her own grandfather and her father and her mother, and shared all the wonderful memories that she has experienced growing up. She told me that she has lived and continues to live a wonderful life. My grandma never misses an opportunity to share her blessings and to make sure that we are always counting ours. My paternal grandmother, outside of my own mother, is the single largest influencer of my life. As a young girl, I admired all the acts of love she carried out for people. My grandparents' home was a sanctuary to me, overlooking Bass Lake, tucked into nature and free of monotony. She continues to be humble and selfless, not ever wanting to draw attention to herself. Above all, she always gives thanks and glory to God for the abundances in her life, and I'd be remiss to not mention that. She has always lived a life of service to others and has so generously given back much in which she has received. So keeping in her tradition of showing gratitude, I reflected on the experiences with my grandma that I'm so thankful for, many of which she was the chief teacher of. Thank you, Grandma, for introducing me to your love of Cutfoot Sioux Lake, the Cutfoot Experimental Forest, Sunken Lake, and the Avenue of the Pines. We spent many, many summers hiking and camping in an area that I know was so dear to you. Thank you for sharing your love and family history of Max and Squaw Lake, and for taking us on picnics and hikes and fishing at Pakegama Dam. Thank you for all the drives to Gooseberry Falls and Duluth, or just all the drives in general. We spent a lot of time in the car just listening to tapes and looking at scenery. Thank you for taking us to Vacation Bible School at Our Redeemer or Cohasset School, where we would walk or ride our bike from your house to those places. So many memories made with friends of crafts and fellowship. Thank you for having the patience and showing me how to crochet and cross-stitch and quilt and all things related to crafting. Thank you for introducing me to how to make things with my hands. I wish I would have retained all the things you have taught me, but the memories are still there. Thank you for introducing me to classical music and classical pieces. I still seek and listen to those pieces of music when I'm wanting to calm or just want to have some peace. It's remarkable how they bring me right back to your backyard where we would play. Thank you for teaching me how to cook from scratch and teaching me about gardening and about vegetables and perennials, how to can food, what a food storage pantry looks like that's fully prepped and ready to go. You always were available and ready to make a meal to feed 100. Thank you for introducing me to Little Women and Little House on the Prairie and encyclopedias and all things related to trivia and information seeking. I remember looking through National Geographic with you and just learning about the world. Thank you for orchestrating times together with the cousins and for making us feel so special as individuals, but also as a group. Those are treasured, treasured memories. And thank you for all the birthday cards and the letters from the littlest of milestones to the largest. I have them all. I've saved them all. I go back to them often. I love looking at your handwriting and hearing what was important to you, what the weather was like, what the birds were doing. It's a piece of history that I'm going to hang on to, and hopefully I can share with my children one day. Grandma, I'm so grateful that we have each other. I don't want to imagine my life without you, but when I do have to do that, these are the things that I know will bring me a smile and will just solidify even deeper how grateful I am for you.